Meanwhile, residents of Gaza have welcomed some European countries' decision to recognize a Palestinian state, even as they face Israel's military assault on Gaza City. Rami Almagari has this report.
Palestinians in the Gaza Strip welcomed the recognition of a Palestinian state by key European countries. Meanwhile, Israel's assault on Gaza continues. Here in the Megaza refugee camp, Amjad is a local resident. He expressed having hope.
This is the beginning of a path, but it seems like there's no end in sight. Israel continues with its plans, whether in Gaza or the West Bank, particularly with the expansion of settlements.
In other parts of the Strip, mainly in Gaza City, army has intensified the operations for the last 3 weeks. Residents of the city express a different viewpoint. Mahdi Ashour is a resident of Western Gaza City. He wants something else.
Absolutely, there must be an end to the current massacre and forced displacement. It was Britain that issued the Balfour Declaration. And today, its close ally, the United States, offers us only lip service. They are all colonial powers. And I don't believe we will receive anything from them. But God willing, we will achieve our rights. Perhaps you have heard that Israel is now warning against the recognition of a Palestinian state.
Tamadur recently fled the war zone in Gaza City. She is pessimistic. Her family was previously displaced from the town of Beit Lahia in northern Gaza. Her family is now staying in a tent in the southern city of Khan Yunis, where the Israeli army had ordered the population of Gaza City to evacuate too.
Some Israeli media have suggested that the army will accelerate its ground invasion of Gaza City and intensify aerial attacks on southern Gaza. This means that there is no safe place anywhere in the region. In short, countries must apply real pressure through actions, not words, by freezing weapon shipments to Israel and suspending commercial or economic transactions. They must ensure that Israel is isolated on multiple levels, politically, economically, through tourism, and more. And it should not be only Western countries taking this stance, but also Arab states. Recognizing a Palestinian state is an important step, even if it may bring negative consequences for Palestinians in the short term. It is still a historic step that Western countries are now beginning to take.
Speaking on the recognition of a Palestinian state, Dr. Raed Najm, a Gaza-based political analyst, says,
"The recognition of Palestinian state offers a real solution that could undermine Israeli plans, especially those of Netanyahu. This recognition is tied to the condition that Hamas must not remain in power after the war. Instead, a legitimate Palestinian authority, one committed to peace and capable of governing the future state, should take leadership."
For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Almighari.